Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. What's been another crazy week? And of course, we had the Fed. And of course, as I keep saying, they're not doing anything. They got no idea of what's next. And if you think I'm kidding, just keep watching. They have no clue of what to do next. That's our great Federal Reserve. But as we started yesterday with the Monday call, I want to get back to that because I think it's important. I want you guys to understand and learn. So let's get back to the Monday night call. Here we go.
Market. Now, we're technical traders. But one thing we do know is that eventually the fundamentals have to catch up to the technicals or the technicals are going to break down. Now, again, I don't want to predict, and I don't want anybody to get the idea that we're trying to say one thing or the other. I'm just giving you knowledge so when you're analyzing, you're looking at something, you can have a better feel for why. Okay? That's what I want you to get from this. Not that it doesn't mean anything. Okay? You have to just understand it that eventually they're going to meet. So what I would say is if you got to a great buy point and a stock that's fundamentals are even better than where the stock was trading, then it might be a good opportunity to get long. Or if a stock got to a shorting opportunity, was rallying too far, and you couldn't, you know, it came to a great resistance level, that would be a spot. And that's what you want to look for. Those are just, that's more ammunition, but you still have to tie the footprint to the market. Okay? Now, Obama, and somebody wrote me one time, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, said, it's clear I don't like Obama. And that's true. I don't like him. I don't care that he's a, I don't care what he is. I don't like him because to me, he's a pitchman. He's a carny huckster. That's why, listen, I said it 8 years ago or whatever it was when he was running. I said it in the voting line, and I'll say it today. I don't like him because I don't think that he has necessarily good intentions. But that's all besides the point. But I can say, whether you like him or you don't like him, he has destroyed a ton of businesses, okay? Now, my real question is this, okay? I get the environment, and I'm not anti-environment. I mean, I'm not green, but I'm not anti-environment. I know they had to do something with coal. I know they had to do something with, you know, all these other things that have to be adjusted to make our environment better because we're worried about global warming and all this other stuff. But did they have to put everybody out of business so quickly? That's my question. Not whether or not it had to be done, but did you have to put everybody out of business immediately? Because, see, here's how I look at it. I go, okay, fine, but what about Social Security? What about the pensions from the government? Okay, why don't you cut their pensions as well at the same time? In the meantime, you just put out hundreds of thousands of businesses out of work. You broke every major coal company into nothing, okay? And again, I'm not upset at that part of it, with the exception of that if we're going to do that, then why don't we make the proper adjustments in the rest of the government to save the money? Why are we just putting industry out of business when those are people that have jobs that actually could support this economy while we're going through these rough times? That's what I don't understand. So we use a destroyer, okay? That's just my way. That's the way I look at it. Agree or disagree, doesn't matter. What is wrong with the video and audio? I don't know. I think it's fine, I think. I have no problem with the video and audio. You're the first I've heard. Okay. So the Fed creates bubbles and mistakes. Look, if you look back in history, the Fed has created every major asset bubble that we've had, and they're doing a good job doing it here. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, the rental market. The rental market is becoming very huge again, which means that it's probably time to start buying a home if you don't have one, but I know most of you do, but, you know, you have to think about things. You know, there's always the hidden cost of owning real estate or owning a home. And you know, the reason you do buy a house is it does give you some bit of savings. It does give you some potential appreciation. Okay. And it is something, it's a hard asset. It's like owning gold. But, of course, on the other side of the coin, you know, like I look at my real estate taxes and they're due again and I want to throw up. because they're expensive. And I go, is it really worth it for me to stay in this house with the amount of taxes that I have to pay every year just to live here? I mean, that didn't get me anything, okay? And now that my kids are out of school, it gets me nothing. So, but there's a lot of hidden costs within the real estate too. Crook County, yeah. Well, I'm in Lake County, even worse, okay? And then, of course, everybody leans on this EIA report for oil every Wednesday. You guys realize those reports are all garbage, right? Okay. Well, that's all garbage. Remember this. Okay. This is very important. Okay. Commit this to memory. The news we get today, and I'm not talking about today as in July 27th, but today, every news that comes out, most of it's been 99% accounted for already. With technology, everybody's so on top of it, there is no surprise. Don't get caught up in these numbers. All you're getting is a bunch of dopes that are getting manipulated back and forth because these numbers came out. Just wait for your spot, and that's how you trade. You don't look for these numbers. They mean nothing. Believe me, I never even listened to them. You know when I listen to EIA numbers? When I know they used to have me on Bloomberg every Wednesday for their print column to talk about oil. So I had to know the numbers so I could tell them what I thought. But I never used the numbers to base my opinion. I just had to know what they were so I could pretend like I knew what I was saying. Now, this is something that I found very interesting. Hedge funds are short, net short gold. Not short gold, but net short. In other words, between a long term for the first time in history. Okay? Think about that. Now, does that mean anything? In the big scheme of things, no. But to me, it would mean that you're probably looking for, there might be a rally coming in gold here pretty soon. You know, when the hedge funds start getting short, you know, that's newsworthy. Okay, so when will the central banks have to stop? When will they stop propping up all the assets? I mean, do we not see how much money China has tried to dump into their market and they're still having trouble? Do we not see what we're doing here? I mean, am I the only one who sees this? Is it, or am I, know I'm nuts, but I don't get it. We just keep doing the same things and we don't seem to learn. Okay. And of course, low volatility, always a challenge. You know, we're getting some price volatility and maybe option volatility will follow, but it's challenging. Okay. And I think the truth of the matter is, I think that our central bank is certainly out of bullets, but from a psychological standpoint, okay, a lot of us fail because we fail to trade our plan. You have to focus on reality, okay? You've got to stay in the zone in which we talk about on a regular basis, okay? Now, many of you I've taught myself one-on-one. Almost every one of you I've talked to at one time or another. And my message is always the same. Focus on the plan that you have, because if you don't have a plan, you're not going to be successful, okay? And that can means also to go over your trades. Winner or loser, go back and look at your trades and say, why was this a good trade? What happened? Or why did I read this wrong? Or why was it a good trade? It just was a loser. Because again, I've said this 1,000 times, good trades aren't always winners. You can make the right trade and still be a loser. You can have pocket aces in a poker game for $1 million and not win, okay? Just because you have the best going in doesn't mean that at the end of the day you're going to have the best.
And, you know, it's something that's very important to understand in your trading is that it's the process of repeating over and over again the right process. We know that we are not going to win every time. We know that every trade is not going to be a good trade. We know that the Federal Reserve is still manipulating the markets. But at the end of the day, it comes back down to the footprint. That's one of the things you get out of the Bubba Report, which the new issue is out this week, is the how to understand and make sense of the footprint. So make sure you check it out. Go to thebubbashow.org and get yourself signed up for the Bubba Report. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. When love runs high. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, as we continue on our replay of the Monday Night Call, again, that is available to you. It is a subscription, but certainly, if you'd like to check it out, I can make that happen, and you can come and hang out with us for an hour and a half one Monday night. All you have to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. But in the meantime, let's get back to it. Here we go.
So don't give up on what you're doing. The best is to be at the basic level. The best is to say, you know what, I need to just do this with a little bit of work to understand why it didn't work, what went wrong, what went right, and find out if you made a mistake. Because, look, your plan should be a checklist. This is what you should do on every trade. We've gone through it. We can do it again if you guys want soon. But that's what you have to do. You have to stay in the game. Okay? This is a game. I say it all the time. It's a game. Okay? And stay with the footprint. Okay? Again, believe me, I'd love to be short monsterly, but I can't. I can't sell down here. I mean, I can only buy if I'm going to get in. And that's what I want you to focus on. I want you to focus on exactly what you're seeing, because our opinions are not very good, because our opinions are usually driven by an emotional base that everybody now thinks, how can we keep going up forever? Well, you know what? We can. That's the problem. Okay? There is no time. The markets don't make an announcement and say, hey, we're not going up anymore. So just keep those things in mind as you're doing it, and really forget all the outside chatter. Okay. I also lost audio. I had to back in, re-enter, slide. Yeah. I just saw on GC. I'm still talking. Sorry. Just fine. Everything's fine. Hillary will straighten everything out. Yeah. I'm sure she will. Yes. His first goal is to break the middle class and become a social society. But do we get the government drastically reduce short-term capital gains? I give up. Global warming. Yes, Netflix is as the supply locked up for specific duration terms, puts others in difficult position unless they create new films. Well, anybody can create new content. I mean, listen, you know, DirecTV, they had the rights for the first 500,000 satellites, but after that, they were in open competition. There's nothing more the Fed, ECB, IMF, Bank of Japan, and Bank of England can do monetarily, and the People's Bank of China. That's correct. Okay. So, here we are. Time to look at charts. I need to let everyone know Hillary wants to raise capital gains tax, which is obviously horrible for trade. Listen, it's horrible for everybody. Hillary's not going to win. In fact, I'll go out on a limb right now and say that Hillary's not even going to get the nomination. How's that? You heard it from me first. Look for Biden. That's my prediction. Hillary does not get in. How's that? She's got too many skeletons in her closet. Okay? She got too many problems to worry about. Bubba, thanks for the warnings you've given out. This is a great market for watching. It is great sometimes. Yeah. Again, there's no problem of watching the market. Okay? There's never a problem with observing. And we do that a lot, and we did a lot last week. And so we look at Apple, okay? Apple had earnings last Tuesday, and it was interesting. The stock was way down and kind of held, right? It was down lower than this. If you look, actually, I can show that. Let's see, we're 5 days back. Okay, it was actually down to, after earnings, it got down to 119.20, okay? But popped up, and it actually went back to 125. Right? 127. And now it's back to 122. I mean, I would say that 122 is a level that you could look at. Somebody emailed me today and said, where's my level? And I think 122 is okay. I mean, I'm not going to buy it down here because I still believe it's going to 110 or so, 105. But again, that doesn't mean I wouldn't buy it for a trade, for a quick trade. But if you're looking, and most of you guys like to buy this more as a long-term as ownership because you love Apple. And I like Apple, too. I use their products. I don't really like their products. But, you know, Apple's like anybody else. You get locked in, you know, with the iPhone and the Mac, and all of a sudden everything's Mac-related, and you're kind of stuck. I tried to switch to the Droid. It was too much of a pain to switch everything else over. So, I mean, I hate their computers, and I only use it for one thing. I use PCs, but the chart says 122 should hold, and the chart says look to sell about 127. And that's what you should probably do, because there really isn't anything else to really look at. I mean, we look at the overall picture. We might skate back up to 130. You know, I don't see us going much below 122. We could test this low again, and eventually it'll break down. But for now, there's no real purpose and no real reason to believe that it's going to break down now. What evidence do I have? Okay. I mean, I had great earnings, but of course the street didn't like them. But, you know, here it is. It came down again to the same level. And with the exception of this one day where it went below, we've been basically above 122. So why would I think it'd be different now? Okay. All right. AMBA. Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. Now, this is pretty interesting. Okay. Now, I said I'd like to sell it at 125. Okay. So if you did 125, okay, which would have been here, okay, you know, if you did it on the way up, you know, I don't know if you get stopped out or not. You know, it's a pretty, you know, this is a $100 stock that trades like price lights, like a $1,000 stock. But it was a pretty good read. But it did spike up. So, again, I can't take great credit because I know somebody, if you got in, might get stopped out. But this looks like now it's got a fairly good tradable range. I would say really the true range here now is probably 130 on the upside, you know, 129 and 130. And probably, you know, the 110 level. Me personally, and I would not mind buying this, I'd rather buy it at 100, okay? But I could see looking at 110 without a problem. I would say, you know, for a job, you can be at 110 to 130. Okay. That's how I would trade this right now. Okay. Baba. Bravo Alpha. Bravo Alpha. Okay. Well, this is where they say in the game, bingo, right? We called for this sale, not one, a little bit above, but only 1% or so where we wanted to sell it. And down goes Fraser once again. Well, when you look at this, okay. And you look at charts, you go, okay, so I see in the time frame that I'm watching right now, the trend is lower. Does anybody disagree with that? Okay. So I'm looking for opportunities to sell. Now, if I was looking at it just from here, okay, I would say, oh, well, the trend is higher. So I'm looking for opportunities to buy. It doesn't matter. Again, eventually, as they say, it all comes out in the wash. But on this time frame, we've got a little bit of a downtrend. And let's just go back a little farther and see what it looks like. And here we've got more of a consolidation level. Okay, so if you're looking at it from this point, you would say, if you were Todd or Bubba, you would say, well, you might want to look at it at 80. It could be a potential buy spot at 80. You know, originally, we were buying down here because, you know, we didn't see it, but I was able to note it the next day. But I would say you could look at 80. It would probably be a reasonable level if you wanted to get in. Okay, I would say this is 80 to 84, pretty clear. Now, it could go lower, and if it does, then it will. Earnings aren't for another couple of weeks. But 80 to 84 looks pretty good. Baidu, they had earnings today. They were down pretty hefty. They have recovered so far. Let me see how far they were down. I happen to catch a glimpse because I do have a position in it. Got them to 178, 89. Okay. So, you know, I would think that Baidu is probably, if it holds, probably a buy somewhere. Because that would really be, if you're using a longer-term chart, right, and that's not gonna, it's not going to show because it won't show the aftermarket. But if you're a true technician and you just happen to look at it, let me do this with you. I don't know if I can go that far back. I want to see if I can see it, though. Hold on 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Can I go back that far? Yeah, I can, actually. Okay, so let's see if this will work. Yeah, there you go. Now, again, I don't ever recommend trading in the aftermarket. Okay, but here's a pretty good double bottom. Okay? Pretty good expectation that would bounce there. Now, again, I'm not advocating running out by Baidu. I mean, I'd like to see how it trades tomorrow. But if it holds, you know, above 178, you know, it might be worth a tickle. Okay? It might be worth a shot. Now, right now, it's at 185. I don't know where it'll be in the morning, but right now, it's at 185. But it's recovered a little bit. But, again, you know, it's something to look at. You know, this is more of just a big Y congestion, which we've been basically, most of it's been trading between our levels of about 215 and 190. So again, but if it gets down here and it holds, probably be worth a little bit of a tickle.
And of course, it turned out not to be worth a tickle because it went right down to the 168 level. But of course, it wouldn't have been something you'd play. But those are things you learn if you go to thebubbashow.org. If you check out the Bubba Report, these are things we teach all the time to help you become a better trader and a better investor. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop right here for a break, and we'll be right back with more of the Monday Night Call, the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic process.
The War State by Michael Swanson is a must-read for anyone interested in the critical 20 years after World War II, when the United States morphed from a constitutional republic to a global imperial superpower. Get The War State by Michael Swanson from Amazon.com today.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz as we continue on with our Monday night call. And you know, just to kind of pick you up on where the action's been, it was, as we said on Monday, we were looking for a rally. And, of course, we got the rally, and we've seen Apple hold 122. So everything has been to plan. But let's get back to Monday night so we can give you some more education. And if you'd ever like to participate and check it out, just shoot me an email at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'll get you hooked up, and you can check it out and see if it's something that might help your trading. Here we go, back to Monday.
CRM, Charlie Romeo Michael. Okay. So basically we said you could short this at 74 or 75. And again, of course, once again, we hit bingo. Now, again, it's not like we're getting rich here. It's not like it's going up and down like a yo-yo. The problem here now is if you're in this, you want to tighten it up. Why? Well, because the ranges are becoming tighter. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we decided to kind of stall and kind of churn back and forth here at 72. So to me, if I look at this chart, I go, okay, it really looks like it's now 72 to 74. Do I really want to be involved in a stock? You know, there's so many stocks to trade. Do I need to be in this one that's got a $2 range? And the answer is no. What do I need to get involved for? When it breaks out, I mean, certainly I'd look to be a seller at 76, and certainly I'd be a buyer at 70. But here between 72 and 74 now, we had our one move. We called for 74 or 75 as a potential sell spot. We hit it. Now, it should have gone down faster, and the pattern is certainly not bearish here. Okay, it's not bullish, but it's not uneventful. So if you're not in, there's nothing to do. If you're in short, just tighten up your stop. CSIQ. Okay, so we still have not been able to reach the 28 level, but we have been able to put in another low. Now, again, I believe, as I said last time, I would think that you'd probably be almost compelled, okay, to buy this, you know, somewhere in the 23 level, 22 to 23. I believe that you'll get a bounce off of this. And I believe this, once again, will tie to the energy business, okay? Now, again, I think they've gone down in somewhat of sympathy. I think they will rally in somewhat of sympathy when they go back up or in jubilation, whatever. And the chart kind of supports that is a potential spot. You know, again, I always believe that markets, not necessarily individual stocks, because Chopper will always remind you of the stock I said I was going to hold until one broke, and of course they did go broke. But I believe that typically we end up going too far one way or the other. It's more prevalent in commodities because, and the nice thing about commodities or indexes is that they don't go broke, right? But stocks, they can go broke. But typically, if you look at this stock, basically it's taken almost a 50% haircut in less than 2 months. You would think there might be a little bit, at least a little bit of a rally coming in here. So I would look at it. Again, I'm not telling you to jump out and buy it, but if it got to 22 or 23, I'd probably be willing to take a look at it. I would still be love to be a seller at 28. Cyber, baby. So cyber, we said we want to buy it around 54, 55. And once again, the caller ringed out, bingo. Okay? And here it is, right? Here we came right down, right where we want to come down to. Okay? 55. Hit 54 on Monday, which we couldn't have bought because we were already on the call. It was afterwards. We said look at 55, and boom, up to 62. Now again, and it came up to, you know, again, right about, you know, not 100% crystal clear, but when you look at it, you go, that's not a bad spot for it to stop. I mean, this was an old high, or we closed one day. Not a bad spot. Fairly reasonable to expect maybe it would stop. Now, listen, I would never sell or get out based on that, but I would tighten up my stop. Okay? And I think probably 64, you know, 54.55 to 64.65, I think are probably pretty good levels right now. That says earnings next week, so it might get a little bit more tricky. But again, that would be levels I'd be very comfortable in living with here. Okay? 54 to 64. I think that, you know, somewhere in those areas, this is a very nice moving stock. I own Mr. Capital, thank you very much. It was a very good find in your part. Okay? And then, of course, we go from a very active stock to one that used to be active a long time ago when I was young, and now it's just the death. So, again, we're going to continue not to do anything. There's really nothing to do with it. You know, so what are we going to do? Now, if anybody wants to think, well, we got time. We'll talk about it when it gets closer. Facebook, Foxtrot Bravo. Okay, so it's got earnings on Thursday. Unbelievable move. You know, I thought, I have no notes on this one. My fabulous note taker forgot to write this one in, but I always know what I said, so it didn't matter. I said I'd want to be a seller, you know, up here near the top, okay, if I were going to do anything. And, you know, right now you have to suspect that 90 should hold, okay? Now it's earnings, so there's really not much we can do. And believe it or not, this is the big – now the stock is getting very, very cooked here. You know, the volatility is exploding, okay? And it's expecting a $10 move, so it's expecting a 10% move or an 11% move. SSYS popped the last few days, indicates that DDE may bounce off the bottom. Nice. Okay. And it may be, and it could be good. But there's a lot of movement here, and so it really isn't a trade. I don't know why I'm wasting so much time on it. But I love reading the chart, right? And certainly I like to sell at 99. I think probably 90 holds it in. Now, important on earnings, you know, watch it. Now, I would love to see it explode on earnings to the upside, because the truth of the matter is I'd love to sell it to them, okay? And not because I don't like Facebook. I love Facebook. I think it's a great company. I think they're going to do fine. But I do think it's significantly overdone right here. I'd like to see one more pop, very similar to Amazon, and have it go up 10% or 12%, and I'd like to give them some of it, okay? But that's, again, more for the higher-risk traders if you're willing to do that. If not, we'll just check it out. First Solar, Foxtrot, Sierra, Lima, Romeo. And we thought that we could have bought down here. Well, unfortunately, our bingo card didn't work here. Okay. Again, I thought this was probably a reasonable spot, you know, down around the 43s or so level. We broke down. We tried one. We attempted one bounce and then just basically fell apart. Now, the earnings are coming out. I don't think there's much to do here. My guess is this stock will rally on earnings, but we're not going to make any play right now. I mean, they're next week, so I'm not going to do anything. And right now, I have no call. Okay? We will call it neutral. FXE. Okay. So our 108 level, we got it, okay, and then it came down all the force, and then today it popped. And that's always what I'm afraid of, and it's much easier to read in the future, you know, the future itself, what we look at early in the day. But, again, I'd be definitely a seller at 110. I would be tempted to be a seller right here, okay? You want to be short this product for now. You don't want to be short at the bottom, but now that it's come off and had a nice little rally, you want to look for a spot to be short this. This is represents the euro currency, and there's no expectation that the euro currency is going to run. And the only reason we saw a little bit of rally is because, again, once again, the boat gets a little bit too crowded. I mean, when I say sell, very good question. Yeah, I do that all the time, okay? And I apologize. So if you guys remind me, I will try to clean that up. You know, I speak my own language, right? And I write that way too, and I'm sorry because it can be confusing. When I say sell, okay, when I say I'm going to sell it, there's three ways I want to sell. I'm going to sell short the stock. I'm going to buy puts, you know, do some sort of put spread or sell calls or do some sort of call spread. Now, since I don't sell naked options, okay, it means that I'm either buying a put, shorting the stock, or doing some type of bearish spread. So when I say sell, that means I think it's going lower, which means I want to configure a short position either with the stock or with the option market. So when I'm configuring a short position, it has to consist of being long a put against, like as a diagonal, or short calls in a spread. Okay? So I apologize. Chaikin Analytics says First Solar is done. They could be. They could be right. Look, who am I? When Warren Buffett bought it, believe it or not, I was doing a live call once, and Warren Buffett was buying First Solar at 52, and I said he was nuts. And it went to 19. But, of course, it then went to 70, but he was able to hold it. So, you know, again, I put no stock into any of those analytical programs because I'm telling you right now, we have spent over $1 million trying to find our own program, and we know market logic better than anybody.
And that is something that we're going to come back and talk about more after the break. But the Badger and I do know market logic better than anybody, and we understand what makes market work. And we want you to understand, because the importance of understanding allows you certain spots that you can step into a market where you might not normally do that under other circumstances. But understanding it, understanding the blow-off model, understanding all the different things that we talk about will allow you to be a much better trader and investor. As will checking out this Monday night call, which I'm inviting you to, or checking out the Bubba Report. Just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I'll get you hooked up. And also, to get this show on demand, go to libertytalk.fm, and you can listen to The Bubba Show anytime you want, because after I air it, it goes into on demand so that you can get it if you weren't available to get it. So make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. We're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you and sharing the Monday night call with you and obviously giving you some comments. And, of course, everybody promises the black box. Only the Badger and I tell you that, hey, there is no black box. Learn how to grind it out, because we have spent over $1 million trying to find the miracle. And we paid programmers. You're going to hear that coming up now. So let's get back to the Monday night call, and you'll hear all about my stories. Here we go.
Say this, I'll put myself in the Badger in any room against any two other people on market logic, and I will bet everything but my life, okay, that we'll be able to concoct and confer better. We used to have a programmer, and I'm going back before computers were popular. Fang was his name. And we could never get something that could do it automated, which is why it's so important to learn the process of the market. Okay? All right. Gilt has earnings, I think, Wednesday. Our call up at 118 was pretty good, though. Again, I don't expect anybody to have it there, but what I really want you to notice is look what happened. We went up and we stopped. And not only did we stop, but the daily move, the ranges got smaller. And ever so slightly, remember I showed you that once in a while when we're going up and I said, that's why I don't want to short. This would have been to me a good indication of possibly getting short here. I did not, but that's what I'm looking at. Okay. I don't want to short into when we're going like to here. Remember I said here, this was a good resistance level, but I didn't want to short because of this. Well, this is different. It's going the opposite way. Okay. So they've got earnings. There's nothing to do. Now, I would look, and there's always something to possibly do. And the good news is we'll be talking on Wednesday before it comes out, and I have a better feel for what we might want to do. Okay? Gold. Golf Lima Delta. Well, we wanted to sell it at 110. Of course, we haven't seen 106. Bottom line is you have to be a seller right now at like 106, 107. It pains me to say that because I own gold. I own some option positions in the paper gold. But, I mean, that's the right trade. It can't be anything else. Now, we might fill the gap. Here's my one concern. My one concern is one day we're going to come in, and it doesn't mean it's going to hold. But one day we're going to come in, it's going to be trading at 109, 110. Okay? Just because. There's going to be some event, you know, either the Chinese are doing what I think they're doing, which is they're selling it out the front door and they're buying it in the back door. They're forcing down. They're creating their own market to force prices lower so they can accumulate. Or there's going to be a short squeeze in there somewhere. Whatever. You're going to get a big move here somewhere. It just ain't here. But right now, I'd still be a seller at 106, 107. There's no buy point unless you want to gamble, and I don't recommend that. GM Sierra. Golf, Michael, Charlie, Romeo. Okay, so I said maybe it found the bottom. Watch and see if we can sell at 75. It does appear to have found the bottom. I was at earnings next week. So, again, it's going to be harder to trade. I would definitely want to take a look at it at 75 if it got there. I would be willing to sell it even ahead. I mean, I wouldn't sell it into earnings, which are 8.5 is what? Is it like next Wednesday or Thursday, right? Next Wednesday. If it gets to 75 the next couple of days, I would have no problem taking a shot at it. Otherwise, just stay out. You know, I don't see a lot to do. And remember, if there's going to be bad news on earnings, it'll come out early because they'll want to get it out into the market. That's just something you have to learn. Okay? GoPro. Golf Papa Romeo Oscar. Then we had to call it neutral because of earnings. And believe it or not, it went right back to where we thought, 65, which was an older level we were trading. I think 65 is a great level. I think 60, it'll probably hold. Okay? I would look to trade it between 60 and 65, either side. I don't care. Neutral. Sell it at 75 if it's the next day or two. It wasn't complicated. Okay. GoPro sell 60 to 65. Halliburton. All right, 43. Look at this. 42.97. Pretty good. 42.89. Okay, again, I love Halliburton. I own it. Okay. I think you can probably, if you want, you can probably trade it 40 to 43. Okay. You know, I think it's 40 to 43. I don't think there's any reason to believe either anything else. That's what it looks like. Herbalife. Hotel Lima Foxtrot. We said, okay, look to sell it at 54. Okay. So here it is. You know, not quite 54, but again, we had it right. Now, here is a pretty crucial level. This is an old level we were watching back here, if you remember. And here we had the little bit of an A setting and breakout. Now, I would expect it to bounce again. You know, it does have earnings, okay, next week. But I certainly, again, remember this stock's a little bit more volatile, even though it's only a $48 stock. It trades like probably a $150 stock. So, you know, at your own risk. But if it stops here at 48 and starts to curl up like today, you know, if you're watching it today, it might have been an opportunity to buy. Okay, because here it is, down, stop, Okay. Now, we couldn't buy it down here because we didn't know it was over. But as it starts to climb, a little bit of a rally, flattened out, held. You're probably somewhere about here you might have been able to get in. Okay. And then, you know, again, of course, you want to look at that. And if we get the continuation of that, you may want to look at it. And again, it's a little bit riskier stock. I like to have them on here because I like the more active stocks because they pay more. The bottom line is, you know, you can be afraid of volatility or you can embrace it. That's why I did that special webinar. Okay. I want you to embrace volatility because you're better off. You're going to make more money in a market that has more volatility. That's the bottom line. Because remember, we only lose if you're trading outright. You only lose 3% or whatever the number is you assign to it. If you're trading spreads, you will have a limited amount of risk. So what do you care? Be in the market that's the most wild because you know your loss is always going to be the same. Okay? IWM. India with Steve Michael. All right, so 123 we thought might hold, and it didn't. It cut through like a hot knife through butter. Now, again, I think it's gone down probably a little bit too far, too fast. But look at the way it's going down. Now, this to me indicates possibly a little bit of a blow off to the downside. I would perfectly well expect this to bounce off of 120. I'm not buying it, but I would not be a seller until we get back to 123. If you want to buy it, and I have no problem, and it's not the wrong trade. So don't, again, just because I'm stubborn and set my ways on certain things, that should not be you. 120 is probably a pretty good level. Okay. I would have no problem if somebody said, hey, let's sell a put spread here, you know, and get a little bit long here at 120, because I think it'll probably hold. At least it'll hold for a few days. So I think this is 120 to 125, but I'm definitely a seller at 123. Okay, this one's going goodbye. It's got earnings. You know, we'll watch it one more time. If it doesn't, I mean, this is obviously in a coma to the downside. So it seems to me all the bad news is out. But it seems to me there's also no interest. So if nobody else has interest, what do we need it for? So we're going to move on. LNG, Lehman November Gulf. We called it neutral. See, and the reason I call things neutral when I get to a certain point, I could have just as easily said, you know, maybe we should buy it at 64. But I could see that we're kind of heading this direction. The rest of the natural gas space is getting slaughtered. I mean, I do own Chesapeake. God knows why, but I do own it. Okay. And they're just getting killed. Every commodity, if you haven't noticed, is getting slaughtered. So what do I want to get involved in a commodity stock for, you know, unless I have a legitimate reason? Well, certainly, this ain't the one. If I'm getting involved, this is not the one I'm getting involved in. This is a very volatile stock, which is great. I love it. But I can think of better ways to play the natural gas market than here.
And that is something we talk about often is, you know, volatility in commodities versus the stocks. And there's much better ways to play the commodity space than trying to play them through the stock market. Because when you're trading in that space, you want to make sure you get the purest move based on the commodity that you're trading. Not depending on some stock and whether some CEO is, you know what I mean. So anyways, the Bubba Report is out for August. So make sure you get your copy. Go to thebubbashow.org and get hooked up. Make sure you listen to The Bubba Show on demand at libertytalk.fm. And other than that, have a great day. I appreciate you being here. So thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed the presentation. And if you'd like to come in live one time, all you have to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.